from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Simple question. I'll start with Jeffrey. Can the O-line protect Jaden tomorrow 2-3 series?
I think they can. And I think they can, because that will be a combination of them holding their blocks, giving them time, and also Jaden getting the ball out and, you know, getting out of the pocket when it's collapsing and, you know, sliding to safety or getting out of bounds to protect himself as well.
The Landini, they're going to protect Jaden.
I do. I think it's mostly because Jaden's ability to move. I think that even if they are kind of struggling a little bit with the Dolphins' pass rush, Jaden will be able to protect himself. So I wouldn't be overly worried about him behind that O-line tomorrow.
Okay.
Well, I think this may be the offensive line that you may have to go with. And I think, yes, they can protect him. But just like somebody may lose one-on-one, then it comes down to the quarterback getting the ball out of his hands. On top of that, it's going. I understand he may play more than he did last week, but I still think that Cliff is going to call plays that are going to help protect him as well.
Sure. he's got to stay in him, though.
Hey, I mean, but listen, if they – listen, all I have to say, when you get you a smart quarterback that understands what he sees and what works against it, you better just have something that doesn't have a checkoff. Because what he did last week, he was right.
Right.
Whether you want him to do it or not, if I have information that I can use, only way I won't use it if you don't let me have it. So you need to not – don't teach me stuff early, or don't get a quarterback who you know is going to go ahead and look.
B, you know, in the horse racing world, you know, a horse wins a race, right? Dornick won the Belmont, I believe. And Dornick's life then becomes pretty awesome. He gets to be a stud.
Mm-hmm.
And you pay,
that's a hell of a life, right?
You pay millions of dollars for that stud, mm-hmm. right? You don't then tell him not to do what you want him to do.
Yeah.
If you got a stud, let him be a stud. Yeah. And I think I was joking about the Jaden Daniels thing checking out in the preseason, but I go back to the Hard Knocks when Brian Daboll tried to like get him in a weird spot and kind of make his brain malfunction, and he's like, I'll just throw a touchdown. Like, when yeah. when your default setting is, I'm going to throw a touchdown, I don't want to change that default setting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do think this line will protect. The Dolphins' defense has also – they lost a couple huge parts. Now, they got Chop Robinson. He'll be out there tomorrow night. I don't think, though – the Dolphins' defensive line the last few years had a fellow named Christian Wilkins in the middle who is a bad ass. He's on par with Quinnen Williams, who we saw, mm-hmm. in at least in the practice last week against the Jets, kind of take over. They lost Wilkins, so I think this is an advantageous spot for Washington's offensive line to get some camaraderie, to kind of play together, gel a bit. Because at this point, I'm not ruling it out, obviously, but with each passing day, it gets harder to see Brandon Coleman starting week one in Tampa. The rookie left tackle.
It gets hard to see it, but you know what? I'm comfortable with Lucas, to be honest with you.
I know. You've said that for months.
I'm looking at this question from Tay Wilson. He said, but I kind of want to see him against some pressure.
Daniels?
Yeah. Okay. It's not going to be clean all year. So I when I saw his tweet, his comment right here in the thread, I immediately felt as if, you know, I'll I want to see that too. Because facing some pressure is not all that bad if you know how to get rid of it or get away from it. Because when the season starts, people are not running straight up for you. They're going to be doing all types of things, and you want to see how comfortable somebody is in the face of pressure.
Well, dude, even the
– So I agree with that, Tay.
Even the Czech bomb to Diami in New York, like, he faced pressure on that. If you go back and watch it, he has pressure on the right side that he steps up, evades, steps over, plants, throws. So, listen, man, it's still pro football. The quarterback's always going to face pressure. He will certainly have some tomorrow night, undoubtedly. I think they're in a much better position, though, with whether it's 1 or 1A on the left side with Lucas. Like, that's a starting – that's a guy they view as a starter, and then certainly Wiley's a guy they view as a starter. Mm-hmm.
But, see, you remember when I was talking about running back jobs a while ago, and I said that running backs, this is – you have two things to do before you run the football. One is protect the quarterback, be able to block, and that's all one together. And on top of that, be able to protect the football. Then you run the ball. If you can't protect the football, we're not going to give it to you a lot. The running backs and the tight ends on this
team
right now.
Can't protect the football. You might not have a job.
Yeah, but the running backs and tight ends on this team right now, you can make yourself look even better. If you have a checkout, not a free release, even if I have a free release, if you just stick a hand on somebody, you give your guy a chance to get back on him. But when you have a chance to check before you release, you knock the living hell out of that end. That end is going to be slow the rest of the game. So you can help out your tackles, the offensive linemen. You know, as I said yesterday, if I was helping Jim Lachey, who was
a beast,
unbelievably good, these guys going to need some help throughout the year as well. And you got to be able to be that eraser for your offensive line. They're not going to be perfect every time. You know, sometimes you're going back, you trip over your own man's foot. You know, you may stumble a little bit. Somebody else can be able to slow that guy down or just hit him and get you back on him. And they're going to have to – it's a whole team effort when it comes down to protecting the quarterback, not just the five guys in front of him.
Jim Lachey was 6'6", three Bills, 294, had – when he got to Washington – so they traded Jay Schrader to get Jim Lachey, right?
The best feet I've ever seen on all – even his feet pulling was probably better than Trent's.
Bro, he had three straight all-pro seasons for the Skins, including 91 Super Bowl winner. Then he blows out his you almost wonder – if he was on a Hall of Fame trajectory and then had a really bad injury. But Jim Lachey was a bad ass, dude. I remember that.
Followed him through a few holes.
How about this? Lachey was good enough that Jacoby switched to right tackle. Yeah. Now, that was later in Jake's career.
Yes,
and
yes.
I actually was reading something this morning. Jacoby is now up for the senior committee in the Hall of Fame. And we know Brian will get that call in 2028. But we got to – I'm going to see a call to action to get folks to support Joe Jacoby in his bid for the Hall of Fame via the senior committee. I got to get on that this weekend.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.